Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Chulin, Perik Hei, Mishnah Beis. Now the fifth of the 12 cases. Chulin, we have a behemoth that is Chulin. Again, Chulin means not Hegdish. That was Shechted first. The Kaddishim, and the behemoth that's Kaddishim, was Shechted second. And both were Shechted B'chutz outside of the Azara of the Beis Hamigdash. So Harishain Kasherapat, let's see, the first behemoth, nothing was done wrong with it. It's a chulin behemah. It was shechted where it was supposed to be shechted, outside of the azara. And it's not oisiv es benai, because this is the first animal. Oisiv es benai is always the second animal. If you shecht the mother and then shecht the child, the one who shechts the child is over. Or if you shecht the child and then shecht the mother, the one who shechts the mother on the same day is over. So with the first one, no problem. Free and clear. The hasheni, the second one, shechted the second behemah. That was already kachim, and he shechted it outside of the azara. So Sofik Esu Arbayim, he gets malchus because of Oisiv Es Benai, but Upasal, the carbon is pasal, because it is kadashim that was shechted outside of the azara. Is the second one chayiv karis or malchus? After all, he shechted kachim outside of the azara, and the answer is no, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. Because it's Oisiv Es Benai, and he gets malchus for that, it's not roi inside. So he shechted a carbon which wasn't fit on that day to be shechted inside, and for that type of a carbon, there's no iser of shchutei chutz. Okay, the second case in our Mishnah, it's the sixth of the 12 cases. We have a behema of kadishim that was shechted first, the chulin, then a behema of chulin that was shechted second. Both were shechted b'chutz outside. Harishim chayiv karis. The first one is chayiv karis because he shechted a valid carbon that would have been kasher inside, and he shechted hegdash outside. Upasal, the carbon is pasal like any kachim that was shechted outside, which is pasal. Vasheni kasher, the second behemah is kasher, and it's mutter biachila. The second behemah was chulin, it was shechted outside. The only problem is, it's oisiv es benai. So it was shneya. Both shechtim over here, the one who shechted the kadashim outside, as well as the second one who shechted the chulin outside, Sovgin Esu Arbayim, both would be Mechuyev Malkus, but for different reasons. The first one for shechting kachim outside, and the second one for Oisiv Es Benai. Even though it says both get Malkus, Lemaisa, there's a difference as far as the behemah is concerned. The first behemah would be Asur Bahana, in addition to his Malkus and Karis, that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, whether the Chi of Malkus patters him from Karis or not. But as some learn, if he didn't do tshuva, the Malkus doesn't patter him for Karis. There's no Karis with the second behemah, and there's also no Isser to eat the second behemah. But the one who shechted it is Chayiv Malkus, because it's Oisiv Es Benai, either its mother or the child was already shechted, and therefore you can't shecht the other one on the same day. Okay, case number 7, which is the third case of our Mishnah. We have a behema of chulin that was shechted first, v'kadashim, a behema of kadashim that was shechted second. Both were shechted bifnim, inside the azara, shneim psulim. Both behemas are pasul. First one is chulin shenishchetu bi'azara, something which is not hegdish that was shechted inside. The second one is pasul because it's oisiv es benai, and therefore it's mechusar zman, meaning you can't be makriv this today. Anything you can't be makriv today was not allowed to be shechted. Vasheni, in this case, only the second one, Sofik Esu Arbayim, gets Malkus because of the Isser of Oisiv Es Benai. And like we discussed in the previous mission, even though the first one shechted chulin inside, which he wasn't allowed to do, but for that Isser, there is no Malkus. Okay, 8 out of the 12 cases, and it's the fourth case in our Mishnah, if you're counting. What if the behema that is Kaddishim was shechted first, the chulin, the behema that's chulin was shechted second, both were shechted bifnim, inside. So the Mishnah Rishon Kasher Pater, the first carbon that was shechted is kasher, the shechet is pater. What did he do wrong? He shechted a kasher, a carbon, in the azara. Vasheni Saifik Esu Arbayim, the second one gets Malkus because of the Isser of Oisiv Es Benai, upasal the behemah is pasal because that's chulin shenishchetu bi'azara. Okay, case number 10 out of the total 12 cases in these two Mishnayis, Zakt, the Mishnah Vaiter. We have two behemoths, both are kachim. The first one was shechted b'chutz, outside of the azar. The second one was shechted b'fnim, inside. One who shechted the first one, Harishain Chayiv Karis, he shechted Kachim outside of the Azara. Ushneim, both Karbanis, Psulim are possible. The first one is possible because it's Shrut Eichut, so it was shechted outside of the Azara. The second one was possible because he shechted a Karbon that can't be used today. Ushneim, both Shechtim, Seifkim, Esoboim, get Malkus. The first one for shechting Kachim outside of the Azara. The second one for the Isser of Isav, he has Benai. Third case in our Mishnah, 11 out of the 12 cases. You have two behemoths, both are chulin. The first one is shechted bifnim, inside. Wrong place, chulin does not belong inside. And the second one, bachutz, the second chulin behemoth was shechted outside. Harishon pasul upater. The first behemoth is pasul, it's not hegdish. It's aser bana, it's chulin shenishchetu biazara. But the shechet is pater on malchus, as explained earlier. The iser of shechitas chulin biazara is not a lav; it's an assay to shecht it in the right place, so there is no malchus. As far as the second one is concerned, vasheni soifik esu abayim, because he was over oisiv yes benoi. But with kosher, like any oisiv yes benoi, the behemel amaisa is kosher; it's mutter to eat it. Fourth case in this mishnah, 12th and final case in the series of these mishnayos. I have two behemoths, both are kaddishim. The first one was shechted bifnim, inside, where it was supposed to, ubachutz, and the second one was shechted outside. So harishon kasher upater, because the carbon was shechted ba'azara kedin, it's hegdish, it was shechted where it was supposed to be shechted. Vasheni seifik esu abayim. For the second one, he'll get malchus because of the lav of oisiv es benoi, upasal, and that second carbon would also be pasal, and aser ba'ana, because of kaddishim that was shechted outside of the azara. So we actually had eight cases in our Mishnah. Let's chazer them over. The first of the eight in our Mishnah. That being Masechtas Chulin Perkei Mishnah Beis. We had a behemah of Chulin that was shechted first. The Kachim was shechted second. Both were shechted outside of the Azara. The first one is Kasher and Potter. First behemah is Kasher. He shechted a Chulin behemah outside. The Sheikha did nothing wrong. It's not Isav Espinoi. It's the first behemah. Problems with the second one. One who shechted the second behemah, so he shechted a Kachim behemah outside of the Azara. So he's chai for Isav Espinoi. He's not chai for shechting outside of the Azara, being that that carbon would have not been roi inside, but the carbon is possible because it is Kadashim Shenishchetu Bechutz. Second case in our Mishnah, behemahs of Kadashim and Chulin. Both were shechted outside. The Kaddishim was shechted first outside, then the Chulin outside. The first one is Chayiv Karis, because he shechted Kaddishim that would have been Rai inside outside, and it's Pasul, it's Shrut Echotz. The second behemah is Kasher, it's Mutter B'Achila, but both would be Chayiv Malkus, the first one for shechting Kachim outside of the Azara, and the second one because of Isav Es Benoi. So one more time. Even though the first one was also Chayiv Karis, because he shechted Kachim outside of the Azara. So either our Tana holds, everyone that's Chayiv Karis also gets Malkus. Or it could be our Tana holds that a person that's Chayiv Karis gets Malkus if he does Tshuva. Then the Malkus patters him from Karis. So again, our lesson, we don't give Malkus today, but if Chas V'Shalom, you bump your finger, you fall, you trip, do Tshuva. Because you don't know what it could patter you from. Third case in our Mishnah. A behemah of Chulin was shechted first, the Kaddishim was shechted second, both were shechted inside the Azara. Both are pasul, the first one because it's Chulin Shenishchetu B'Azara, the second one because it wasn't Roy, you can't shecht it today. The second one is Yom HaGetz Malkus here because of Oisai V'Es Benoi. Even though the first one did something wrong by shechting it inside, by shechting Chulin inside, but there's no Malkus for that. Fourth case, a behemah of Kaddishim that was shechted first, the chulin was shechted second, both were shechted inside. The first one is kasher and potter. He shechted a kachim behemah inside. Can't get any better than that. The second one, who shechted the chulin inside, gets malchus for oisoi v'es benoi. The behemah is pasul, it's chulin shenishchetu b'azara. Again, there wouldn't be any malchus for chulin shenishchetu b'azara, but he does get malchus because of oisoi v'es benoi. In the last four cases of the Mishnah, we're talking about where both behemoths were the same, either Chulin or Kaddishim. It's just where he shechts it that changes. So we have two behemoths of chulin. The first one was shechted outside. The second one inside. The first one is kosher and potter. It's a chulin behemoth that was shechted outside of the azar that we were supposed to. For the second one, there's malchus because of oisiv es benoi, and that behemoth would be pasal because it's chulin shenishchetu be azara. Next case, you have two behemoths of kachim. The first one was shechted outside, wrong place. Second one, right place, inside. For the first one, it's chayiv karis, that's shchitas kachim bechutz, and it was a behemoth that would have been roi inside. Both karbanos are pasul. The first one is shchitei chutz. The second one, because of oisiv es benoi, it wasn't fit to be brought as a karban that day. Both shachtim would be chayiv malchus. The first one, was shechted kachim outside of the azara, and the second one for violating Isai V.S. Benai. Okay, two more cases to go. In this case, both behemoths are chulin. The first one was shechted inside, wrong place. Second one outside, right place. The first one is pasul and pot. In other words, the first behemoth is pasul. It's chulin that didn't belong inside. It's asur bana. It's chulin shnishlu v'yasara. But the shaykhet is pater and malchus because there is no malchus for shchitas chulin v'yasara. It's only an assay. The second one that was shechted outside, it's chul and he shechted in the right place, but it's oisiv es benoi, and therefore it would be chayav malchus, but the behemoth itself is kosher. Last case, two behemoths of kachim. First one was shechted inside, second one outside. The first one is kosher potter, the carbon was shechted be'azara kidin. It's kachim that was shechted inside, no problem with that. The second one is chayav malchus because of oisiv es benoi, and it's pasul. Sasur Bana, because it was Kaddishim that was shechted outside of the Azara.